This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Here is the scoop. This episode is airing on the last day of May 2018. Many of you will listen in early June. Some of you won't be hearing this until, I don't know, maybe 2020. But I think the beginning of months is always a great opportunity to capitalize on the momentum of a perceived fresh start and use it to challenge ourselves. Don't worry if you are not listening to this at the beginning of a new month, because understand that every day is a new beginning and every choice is a new beginning. What I want to encourage you guys to do, and I'm going to be sharing a bunch of ideas for you to get started with this, I want to encourage you to challenge yourself regularly. Give yourselves a daily challenge, or a weekly challenge, or a monthly challenge, but really step out of your comfort zone. Think about ways to push yourself to go beyond how you normally go through your days. I'm going to be sharing 5 ways you can challenge yourself for one day, 5 ways you can challenge yourself for a week, 5 ways you can challenge yourself for a month, and I'm going to throw in a couple of giveaways from Thrive Market, from Amazon, for those of you who are up for the challenge. And I will explain how to become eligible for those giveaways at the end of the episode. I'm really excited to see how I challenge myself and how you guys choose to challenge yourselves. But before we talk about that and go into those different ideas, I want to revisit Monday's episode, which I believe was 486. So in episode 486, I was answering questions mostly related to the handful of episodes I've shared recently related to rebranding. I had aired a couple of conversations with folks in the Primal Potential Masters Club about creating a new brand for yourself personally. And then in 486, I talked about my personal rebrand and a couple of ideas that I had been playing with, one related to being happiest when I'm working my hardest, and the other about how important it is to value outputs, not just inputs. But what I shared in episode 486 is that I hadn't yet come up with a phrase or a mantra that really captured my rebrand. I just had a couple of general ideas that I was toying with. Then go figure, the very next day, it came to me. So I just had to update you guys. This isn't related to today's podcast topic, but I had to follow up because I got some clarity that maybe some of you will benefit from. Here's how it happened. The day before Memorial Day, I was talking myself out of doing the traditional Memorial Day CrossFit workout, which is called Murph. And I was trying to talk myself out of it because it's a very hard workout. It is 1 mile run, followed by 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 bodyweight squats, and then another mile run. I decided that my resistance because it was hard was the reason I had to do it, not a reason not to do it. So I decided to go. The next morning, as I was driving to the gym, I listened to music on the drive instead of my norm, which is listening to books. I just wanted to get my head in a better place because I was not excited. And on the drive, it's a short drive, I was listening to one of my favorite songs. I've written about this song and the lyrics over on the blog, but the song is Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons. Nothing earth-shattering happened. It's just listening to it. Get to the gym, did the first mile run. Well, as I told my master's club, I wanted to quit during the warm-up. And I was actually joking with a girl at the gym, like, I feel good about this. I feel like I could go home and feel like it was a productive day. Nonetheless, I did the workout. But after the first mile run, I'm in the rep scheme of the body of the workout. 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, which you can partition, and I did, so 20 rounds of 5, 10, 15. That's not the point. My legs were tired. I was not a particularly happy camper. I didn't want to keep going, and that narrative in my head of, this hurts, I don't want to, I have so much further to go. And as I'm thinking all of those things, one of the lyrics from the song just sort of randomly pops into my head. The lyric is, whatever it takes, because I love how it feels when I break the chains. And instantly I thought, that's it. Whatever it takes, because I love how it feels when I break the chains. On that last run, my legs felt like lead pipes. Bigger than pipes. Pipes are too small. That doesn't reflect how my legs felt on that last run. I just kept telling myself, because I love how it feels when I break the chains. Break the chains of being slow. Break the chains of wanting to quit. Break the chains of thinking I can't. Whatever it takes, one step, then another, whatever it takes, because I love how it feels when I break the chains. Not quitting on those air squats, even though I wanted to, because I'll do whatever it takes. And I'll do whatever it takes, not because I'm some hero, not because of discipline, but because I want to break those chains that shackle me to limitation, that shackle me to excuses, that shackle me to a life that is so much less than what is available to me, than what I'm capable of. I finished the workout, went out to my car, made a video for my master's club where I was not only shaking still from the workout, my muscles were shaking, but I think I was so tired and so proud of myself. Emotion was Mach 10, out of control. Started crying, made the video, posted the video. And I texted my boyfriend and I said, I finished. I think there are a bunch of pukey faces emojis in the text. And I said, want to get breakfast? And he wasn't able to do breakfast, but he said, let's do lunch. So I decided to go home, take a shower, drink some coffee, drink some water, and just wait until we went out for lunch. I know this story is getting long, and it's not even the point of the podcast. We're almost to the end. So remember, this is Memorial Day. I don't usually go out to lunch in the middle of a day. I was feeling proud of myself for finishing Murph. It was this big, hard workout. We were going to a new-to-me place right on the water on a holiday. And on the drive, I said, I'm not going to drink today. Which, I find it so weird that I said that. That's not something I would normally say because A, I rarely drink, and B, I just don't feel like I need to share my food choices with anybody. So it's not typical for me to make that kind of declaration. But for whatever reason, maybe because I thought I might justify a drink because of the workout or because of the holiday or special occasion, you know, whatever. For whatever reason, I made that declaration out loud. We walk into the bar, and I've already shared this story with my group, so for those of them that are listening, sorry for the redundancy, but it's related to this brand, and I don't think you've heard that part yet. So one of the reasons I don't usually drink is because there's not usually something I want to drink on the cocktail menu. My drink of choice is either a really high-end tequila, and most bars just have like some good stuff, but not really great stuff. And the second thing I really love to drink is a very spicy, but not sweet, margarita or tequila drink. All heat, no sweet. And it's super common when I go out for me to say, I don't understand why nobody around here has a spicy margarita. What is the deal? And if they do have a spicy margarita, it's usually like spicy and sweet. So anyway, we walk into this place. My boyfriend picks up the cocktail menu, turns it to me, and points to something that says ghost pepper skinny margarita. Ghost peppers are super spicy, super hot. Skinny margarita, no sweet. I'm like, huh. He says, babe, your drink. And in my mind comes my rebrand. Whatever it takes, because I love how it feels when I break the chains of excuses, break the chains of negotiating, break the chains of breaking a promise to myself after I had just declared 5 minutes earlier I'm not drinking. And I said, oh, that would be so good. But I already decided I'm not drinking today. Because I love how it feels when I break the chains, whatever it takes. That's my brand. Now we can get to today's episode. Even if you're listening to this in the middle of a month, at the end of the month, 4 days into the month, we can always step up our game, increase our motivation, jumpstart our momentum, fast track our results by challenging ourselves. So I want to introduce to you a few ways that you can do that. These are not by any means an exhaustive list of ideas. You can come up with your own, but I want you really thinking about how you can challenge yourself for a day, how you can challenge yourself for a week, how you could challenge yourself for a month. But I first want to remind you of something I shared on Instagram just the other day, which is bad attitudes block good results. So in any challenge that you consider, in any challenge that you take on, bad attitudes block good results. So consider all of these challenges with a good attitude, preferably a great attitude. And I want you to start small. This all depends on where you're at. If you are currently struggling, start with a challenge for a day. If things are going really well for you, then push out of your comfort zone and take on something that scares you for a week or a month. And after you do a small amount, like a day, then maybe you go for 2 days. Or after you do a week, maybe you take on a month. And I'm intentionally giving you a variety of types of challenges, not just related to food, not just related to weight loss, because most of us need to get outside of the box of food. I know for me, changing my finances was a huge catalyst in my ability to recognize that I did in fact have the discipline to change my food choices. And even now, keeping my house clean has a huge influence on my food choices. Being disciplined in my workouts helps me be disciplined in my work. And being disciplined in my work helps me be disciplined in my workouts. No matter what you consider here, the takeaway is that challenging yourself is important. It matters. Raising your standards matters. Stepping outside of your comfort zone matters. Doing things differently matters. We have to challenge ourselves in these ways. So I'm going to give you these ideas first for the day, then for the week, then for the month, and then I will talk about the giveaway. 5 ideas for daily challenges. And I want to start with one that's not nutrition related, because the nutrition ones are probably things you've already either done or attempted and quit. But here's one to start with. No spending. Decide the day ahead of time. Make sure you have gas in your car and that it's not a day you have to go pay the electric bill. But for 24 hours, no spending. No packs of gum, no eating out, no clicking through that cute shirt ad on Instagram and buying it, no coffees, no spending for 24 hours. Or, especially for those of you who say you're busy, 24 hours with no social media, no television. You'll be amazed at what you're struggling with as you sit at a stoplight. I don't think you should be on your phone at a stoplight, nor should I, but many people are. No social media, no television for 24 hours. Like I said, this is awesome for those of you who say you are busy. Or maybe a daily challenge is to do a workout that scares the bejesus out of you. For me, that was Murph. Maybe it's Murph for you. It's one that everybody can do at home, scaled accordingly. Maybe you go for a 5-mile run. Don't do something that you know you can do but think will be hard. Do something that makes you exceed your own expectations. Another daily challenge you could try. Try is the wrong word. Do. No complaining. No complaining about the traffic. No complaining about how tired you are, how busy you are. No complaining about politics. No complaining, period. Nutritionally, you could do a 24-hour fast. Or if that is too extreme for where you're at right now, 24 hours of just whole foods. Or if that seems too much, 24 hours with zero snacking. And maybe you start with one day. Or maybe this week you're going to do 3 different daily challenges. Or the same daily challenge 3 times. Maybe you are ready to move on to weekly challenges. And remember, you can come up with your own ideas. I'm just trying to give you a jumping off point. A weekly challenge would be to get up 30 minutes earlier every single day and move for the full 30 minutes. Not just pacing around your house, but moving intentionally. So for that 30 minutes, you might walk outside, you might stretch, you might do yoga, all of the above. You might do a EMOM, a Tabata workout, but you are going to move your body intentionally for the full 30 minutes. If that sounds hard, perfect. That's the right one for you. You can do hard things. You must do hard things. You must push yourself out of your comfort zone. And remember that bad attitudes block good results. So choose to have a good attitude, a great attitude, and a drama-free perspective. Another weekly challenge would be to find a new way every single day to save or make money. For example, one day, you could scale back your cable plan. Another day, you could sell something from your basement or your attic on Letgo or Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. Another day, you could change the dinner plans you had with your friend and say, hey, I'm going to cook for us at home instead. But every day, find a way to save or make money on top of what you normally make. Maybe another day you could finally take those bottles and cans to the redemption center, which is currently on my list of things to do. Nutritionally, for a week, you could do a whole 7 days of nothing but whole foods, or 7 days without alcohol, 7 days without any sugar. Challenge yourself. Maybe you don't eat out for 7 days. If it scares you, fantastic. These are the things we have to do to step out of our comfort zone and raise our expectations of ourselves. You can extend any of the lifestyle challenges, right? So maybe you're 7 days without TV. And if that scares you, you're the one that needs to do that. Because if going without your television for 7 days makes you feel uncomfortable, then you need most to go without your television for 7 days. And maybe if you've been wanting to get consistent with movement, you work out every day for 7 days, or you set a goal to accumulate a certain number of push-ups or squats or miles in a given week. Ideas for things you can take on for the month. And you do not have to start on the 1st of a month. You can start on the 6th. You can start on the 9th. You can start on the 24th. Don't wait. Set a conservative budget and stick to it. Commit to consistent, meaning without excuse or exception, consistent primal or paleo eating for a full month. I know a lot of you who would really benefit from not drinking for a whole month. Just don't forget that bad attitudes block good results. If you see it as a sacrifice, that is a good indicator that it is the thing you need, and also a good indicator that you need to change your perspective. Maybe for a month you eliminate a food that you know is a trigger for you. Something that doesn't satisfy you, something you're likely to overeat, or something that doesn't agree with you. Maybe it's dairy. Dairy-free for a month. Protein bar-free for a month. Nut-free for a month. How about going a month where no dish sits in the sink? Meaning, As soon as you're done with it, you put it in the dishwasher or you wash it. No dishes in the sink for a month. Or one of my personal favorites, zero complaining for a full month. Zero complaining for a full month. Start with a day. Go with a week. Make it for a month. Make it for a lifetime. But challenge yourself. And I would love to hear what you choose. Maybe you do one of each. Maybe you start small and you keep building. I want to know what you're going to do. But I also want to encourage people that actually do it. And I want to encourage people in a way that shares something I love. And the two companies online that I buy from most often with my own money, they don't pay me to shop from them, Thrive Market and Amazon. I want to share some gift cards with people who take on these challenges. But I want to use this as an opportunity to find out what podcasts you love the most. So here's the deal with the giveaway. It is an Instagram-based giveaway, so you have to be on Instagram to win. If you think that's not fair, I get it. I hear you. But it's also a free giveaway, and Instagram is free. So the fact that anybody can have an Instagram account, I just think it's fair. I think that's fair. But we can agree to disagree on that if you don't think it's fair. So I will randomly select a winner for each prize, Thrive Market gift card, Amazon gift card. But to be selected, you have to do the following. And I will type this up over on the show notes if you're unclear. Sometimes reading it gives more clarity than hearing it. But you've got to be following me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. Then what you need to do is tag me in a post, and you tag somebody just by typing at and their handle. So you would just tag me by simply typing in the caption at Elizabeth Benton. I am then tagged. Easy peasy. And your post either needs to be a screenshot of your favorite episode of this podcast or a quote from your favorite episode, and include in the caption at Elizabeth Benton, so I'm tagged, but also how you successfully challenged yourself. Not what you intend to do, but the challenge that you successfully completed. And you have to do it before June 15th, because that is when I will be randomly selecting the winners and contacting them for their email address for their prize. If you're unclear on how that works, just head over to the show notes over on primalpotential.com and I will type that out. And I'm going to announce the winners on June 15th. Don't worry if you don't win. Anybody can shop from Amazon, and anybody in the US can shop from Thrive Market. But if you do check out Thrive and some of my favorite things like ghee, which is basically clarified butter with the milk fat removed because I'm sensitive to dairy, Nuco coconut wraps, canned salmon, the Artisana coconut butter packets, which I'm obsessed with, Primal Kitchen Chipotle Lime Mayo, and I don't like mayo, but I love this, especially in my cabbage salad bowl. So if you give any of those things a shot, make sure that you register through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential. Because if you don't, then you don't get that extra savings on your first order, and you don't get free shipping on your first order, and you don't get a free 30-day trial membership. But when you register through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, you save an extra 25% on your first order, and you get free shipping on that first order and your free trial membership so that you can give all those things a go. Again, some of my favorites, ghee. I always make sure that I have a jar of ghee on hand. I cook my cauliflower rice in ghee, usually, unless it's bacon fat. Nuco coconut wraps, love those. Canned salmon for salmon cakes. Otherwise, I do fresh salmon. The Artisana coconut butter packs are my go-to for travel. Go-to for travel. And Primal Kitchen Chipotle Lime Mayo, which everybody who tries it loves it. Last thing, guys, before we go, I hope you'll participate in the challenge. It's going to be really easy to win because most people won't do it. The waitlist is now open for the fall 2018 12 weeks to transformation. You can go to primalpotential.com and hit the work with me tab in the upper right hand side to get on the waitlist. Over this summer, I will be working with veteran clients, but not new folks. The waitlist is for new folks for the fall. If you've worked with me before and you want to work with me again this summer and you're not in one of my current spring groups, just shoot me an email and I will make sure that you get the information you need so we can work together this
summer. Hope you guys have a really great day. I cannot wait to hear how you choose to challenge yourself. Remember, tag me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton with a screenshot of your favorite episode or a quote from your favorite episode, along with how you successfully challenged yourself for either a day or a week. Can't be a month because I'm going to be selecting the winners on June 15th. Can't wait to hear from you. Have a really great day. Push yourself, challenge yourself, exceed your expectations, and I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.